My name is Sean O'Neill. I go to the George Washington University Law School, and this is entitled The Outdoor Court of Law. I suck at basketball. This is not immediately clear from looking at me, I realize as I survey the members of the grand jury. It is mid-morning. I just stated my name for the record, and my reusable coffee mug rests under the witness stand, barely out of sight. Caffeine and nerves coalesce. I begin sweating in my navy blue suit, envious of the grand jurors wearing t-shirts. My attention is wrenched back to the prosecutor. Mr. O'Neill, do you occasionally play basketball in the District of Columbia? I've got to remember that line, I think, knowing the laughter it will elicit from my 1L buddies who occasionally play basketball much better than I do. Yes, I answer. The prosecutor continues, asking me to draw X's and O's on an aerial photo of a basketball court, not some complicated offensive formation, but rather the precise location of the crime in question. The summer before law school, my friend and I witnessed an assault while playing pickup at our neighborhood court. An indigent man who had been watching our game got into an altercation with another man who happened by. After the second man ran off seemingly uninjured, we decided to play on. 20 minutes later, a police officer stopped us, and my friend and I stepped into separate squad cars to recount our version of what happened. Do you think you can ID the assailant? One of the cops asked. I nodded. We drove 2 blocks, and I saw a man handcuffed in the street, looking defeated but staring directly at me through the tinted cruiser windows. Him? Yep. Alarmingly, my house was only a block away. The police dropped me off at the corner like an Uber would. Halfway out the door, I began to backtrack. Listen, I'm going to be in Alaska for a week this summer, I started. The cop laughed. You won't hear from us for at least 6 months. 6 months later, I'm finishing my first semester of law school. Idle Saturdays spent playing basketball have been replaced with long hours spent rereading cryptic portions of the Uniform Commercial Code. Even the character of my to-do list has changed. Once filled with must-explore coffee shops and local hikes, they're now crammed with daunting tasks like find summer job, outline for torts. Friday afternoons provided one of the few respites during those stressful months. A group of my classmates and I would temporarily shelve our casebooks and walk to the gym to play basketball. Our giddiness was palpable each time we gathered, lemming-like, in the lobby. Leaving the law school during daylight hours seemed sacrilegious, but in mass, it felt like justified rebellion. As a high school hockey player and collegiate rower, basketball's fundamentals have long eluded me, yet I became a zealous advocate of these weekly games. Towards the end of that semester, I came home to find a letter bearing the return address of the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. I had recently applied for a federal job in D.C., and I couldn't contain my zeal while tearing it open. Mr. O'Neill, you have been subpoenaed to testify about the events you witnessed in July of 2018. Alas, fine summer job remained on my to-do list. The prosecutor generously waited until exams were over to schedule my testimony. I arrived at court dressed for a job interview, thinking all the while, I hope this turns into a job interview. The prosecutor briefed me on what would happen in the grand jury proceedings, and I eventually blurted out, why are you prosecuting this man? I mean, it seemed like he was homeless, possibly under the influence. What good will this do? The prosecutor looked up from her legal pad, face drawn. The victim was hurt, badly. He's testifying too. It will probably end with a plea deal and a lesser charge, but this was a violent assault. I nodded. My simplified theories of social justice were untested in such murky legal waters. My criminal law professor had told me I could just refuse to take the stand. Let them try to enforce the subpoena, she suggested. I felt frustrated with my lack of autonomy. I can only imagine the feelings of the victim and the assailant, both intertwined in a criminal justice system where they were overrepresented demographically and underrepresented by attorneys. Whatever role I will eventually play as a lawyer, as a witness, I was a cog in a mechanism I won't soon understand. I'm an admitted extrovert, but I've found that it's often the 15 minutes spent warming up alone that I enjoy the most about our law school basketball games. A law student's day has its rhythms: reading and briefing cases, going to class, journal assignments. But I find none so calming as a gleaming gymnasium floor, the squeak of sneakers, and the staccato swish of net strings when the rare shot makes it in. Difficult though it is, there is comfort in confronting my own inadequacy.